Go ahead, Barbara. Go ahead, Miss Gina. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, man. Hey, man. Good. There you go. Hey. Hallelujah. Miss Barbara, do you want to say something? You just raised your hand, product of the bus ministry. Jude, verse 22. The Bible said it of some, have compassion. Making a difference. And if some have compassion, making a difference. I want to say to our bus workers, our children's church workers, our teen church workers, all you guys that work with kids, I'm not here to tell you tonight that you can make a difference. I'm here to tell you tonight you are making a difference. It's not something future. It's a difference today. I'm not here to fire you up and try to get you to do more. I'm here to encourage you to keep doing just what you're doing. I'm not trying to convince you to visit longer. I'm not trying to get you to work harder. Just keep doing what you're doing. Just keep on keeping on. Hey, over and over tonight we heard it was the faithfulness. It was the faithfulness. It was the faithfulness. Courtney said they just kept coming and they just kept coming. Lydia said, my dad wouldn't let us just go to any church. But was it Brother Jeff? Said Brother Jeff just kept coming and he just kept coming. Y'all know what you ought to do? You ought to get his address. Y'all need to get his address and you need to go and just knock and knock and knock till you get him back in church. He's out, by the way, in case you didn't know. Is that all right? I'm not in trying to, I'm not here to fuss at you. I'm here to say you're doing a good job. And the job you're doing is a good thing. And whether you believe it or not, there may be days when you're having problems. I know the Carrollton route, them girls like to fight. Oh, Lord, they like to fuss and they like to fight. They're drama queens. And there may be days you think, I'm not doing any good, but you are. You're doing a wonderful job. I had a young gal in my office with her little brother two Sundays ago, and tears run down her face, and she said what this church meant to her and what that bus route meant to her. I'm telling you, we're doing a good job. Amen. Doing a good job. Took a young man home this morning. He went to another church in town also this morning. They have an early service. They have two services. He went to the early service. And I was taking him home. He said, I done been to church twice today. I said, where'd you go? And he told me, it's First Baptist. And I said, what was that like? He said, ain't nothing like Happy Valley. He said, it ain't even fun. I thought, what a testimony. What a testimony. I just want to encourage you tonight and tell you, you are making a difference. Brother Jay could have looked up at that trailer and said, oh, it's just poor people. That's just poor people. That's just a single mom, and they ain't got nothing to offer, but I'm glad. I remember it. Why would I, as a four-year-old, remember that? Why? Because it changed the direction of my life. Levi said in the song, it might have took a while, but that's all right. It didn't automatically, my life wasn't just transformed, but the things that were planted in my little heart and my mind as a four-year-old boy and a five-year-old and a six-year-old and a seven-year-old growing up in that church, it was those things that came back to me that New Year's Eve when we was a-picking and singing. It was those things that came back in my heart, revealed to me that I was a sinner and I needed God. Got ready to surrender and give my life to Christ. Guess whose house I went to? Yes, sir. I returned that knock. Amen. Amen. Amen, brother. You know why? I knew I could. Yes, sir. It didn't matter what time it was. Yes, I knew I could. Yeah. Yes, sir. I knew I wouldn't get fussed at for knocking on the door so late. I knew behind that door that I knocked on somebody who cared enough about me to get up out of that bed, put his arm around my shoulder in his front yard and lead me to Jesus. You can be the hardest working bus worker in America, but without compassion, you're nothing. What made that bus ministry successful? It was the blessing of God, but it was the passion of one man. Well, to make the difference in your bus route is the passion you put into it, the love you show those children. It'll go with them throughout their lives. My mother still gets phone calls today from people my age because it made a difference in their lives. Some of them's lives are in a mess. But when they need help, you know why? They know they can. They know they can. I remember Sunday after Sunday, there was a family that rode our bus to church, whole house full. Now, their children come here now. We hauled their children. And they were very poor. They didn't have indoor plumbing, and the children rarely bathed. And they got made fun of real bad because they smelled. I run into their dad, or the dad that children comes here. Now, I run into him from time to time. I know where he works, and every now and then I just stop in and see him. Well, really, I stop and fuss at him because I see his children, but I don't see him. And it never fails, before I walk out of that place of business, he makes the same statement over and over and over. How's your mom? I love that woman to death. I'm going to heaven because of her. He ain't in church. But he remembers. What's he remember? He remembers somebody who didn't mind what he smelled like. He remembered somebody who would take him home on Sunday afternoon, give him a hot bath and a change of clothes. Compassion makes a difference. I want you to keep doing what you're doing. And I want you to find a newfound love for those kids. Please, I don't even know whose bus he rides. Brother Jerry, the little boy that busts in my office every Sunday and wants candy and everything off my shelves. And I told him this morning, y'all was back yonder, he Christmas shops in my office. Can I have that? Can I have that? Can I have that? Please don't ever stop them kids from coming in my office. Brother, that's what makes my heart beat. That's what makes this place go week after week after week after week. Compassion. We're going to be putting these bus children in front of you more often than we have in the past. Brother Allen, you keep them tuned up and ready. They're going to be in here singing. They're coming in for Christmas. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to have a Christmas dinner. And as a church, we're not going to go out there and eat it, but we're going to go out there and love them that are. Y'all listening? These kids are going to invite their parents. I had some preach, but boy, it's been good. They're going to invite their parents to come hear them sing. And I'm here to tell you, they're going to pack this place out. God's going to give me the opportunity to tell them little old children's mom and dad what Jesus did for them. Number one prayer request of a bus child. Anybody? Pray for my mom and daddy. Who knows what could happen? December the 16th. December the 16th. We ought to start praying. Maybe fasting a day a week for that day. Y'all look at me goofy. Let me say it again. Maybe we ought to start praying and fasting a day a week for that day till it comes. Who knows what's behind that door? Brother Jay knocked on our door, Jason. He saw a single mom killing herself to try to raise two babies. What he didn't see was a bus captain that would take that route that he was running so he could start another one and run it for 25 years. No way he could have saw that. When he picked me up in his arms that day in my Fruit of the Looms while I was watching cartoons, there's no way he knew. He was holding his pastor. No way. But yet, he made that knock. I don't know who's on your bus, and neither do you. You ain't got a clue. I wasn't one of the good kids on the bus. Amen. I was the one y'all would send home. Yeah. Only difference was my mama was the bus captain. Had I had been one of the bus kids, I'd have been put off the bus, probably. I threw a penny from the back row. I didn't know you could throw a penny that hard, but I did.
I threw a penny from the back row and broke the windshield out of the bus in front of the driver's face. Do you think they thought that'll be a pastor one day? Do you think that's what Brother Kenneth Corin took me in an office, the bus office, and bent me? Oh, I wish we could do that today. Amen. Bent me over an old bus seat in that bus office, and he said, "Son, I'm going to make you a promise. This is going to hurt you a whole lot worse than it's going to hurt me." He paddled my rear end, boy. You reckon he thought, I'm paddling a pastor? You don't know who is on your bus. Naturally, our minds and our favoritism is drawn toward the sweet one and the good one. You may be surprised. You may be surprised. It may be that little devil. And I'm just talking. I'm not preaching tonight. You know why I think Jay loved me so much? Because he is a devil too. You sure can, bro. Yeah. Amen, brother. Yep. Don't tell everything. Amen, bro. Mine too, brother. Yeah.
You look at others, and that's what he
That's right. Yeah. Yes, he does. Amen. Sure. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Amen. 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 That's right, brother. Amen. Yes, sir. What a blessing. That's good, brother. It takes more than door knockers. It takes wrench turners. It takes check writers. It takes prayer warriors. Go ahead, Terry. Amen. Yeah. And Yeah. Yeah. Amen, brother. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Yep.
Nobody bought our Kool-Aid. Nobody bought our bubblegum. Nobody gave us the cookies. And I just still stand in amazement because at that time I was doing good things. I do. And yet I never went without having a bubblegum program.
Amen.
Started. And all of us workers that are in this
Amen.
I just want you to be encouraged.
Yeah. Me too. Go ahead, Barbara. Yep. Yep. Yep.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. Yep. That was Miss Thompson. She lives on 61, right before you get to David and Edwin is on the right. It's a big house out in the field, big pretty house. That's who that was. Go ahead, Dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Amen.
Listen, this is not what I planned tonight. I was going to have about three testimonies I was going to preach, but I just felt the Lord leading in a different direction. That I just like letting Him do what He wants to do. Amen.
Amen.
I hope you've been encouraged.
Yes, sir.
This is how I'm going to end the service tonight. Go ahead, Brother Thomas. We ain't done. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, it is.
That's it.
I want to go ahead, Miss Amanda.
That's all right.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's all right. I'm Amen. I want our bus captains to stand one at a time. Tell them your name and where your bus route is. Yeah, Jeremiah, let that train get by, son. That good? Y'all go ahead and stand up. Tell them who you are. That's her Dallas. Don't you remain standing. Lydia. Y'all remain standing. Stay up. Stay up. Remain standing, Brother Dwayne. Now, this is the way we're going to close tonight. I want you to take a good look at who's standing up before you. If God's nudged your heart in any way to help, whether it's be a bus mom and cook some cupcakes, whether it's to help knock on doors on a Saturday, or whether it's to turn a wrench or two on an old bus out here in the afternoons when you get off work, whatever the case may be. Or maybe you just want to come put your arm around them and say, thank you for what you do. And just a pat on the back, amen? That's why I won't close the service tonight. Let's stand together. I didn't leave nobody out, I don't reckon. Did I? Yeah, we're going to take that offering in just a minute. Come on, Levi, sing it again. One knock.
One knock. He stands in the pulpit. It's been 20 years today. His eyes fill up with tears. It's hard to think of how he got this way. A far cry from where he had begun. Just a little boy the daddy on the run, but God had a different plan, so he sent my faithful man to knock on their door and change their whole world. Just one knock on a Saturday changed everything. He brought them to the house of God. And it might just one knock on a Saturday changed everything. He did not know, but that 4-year-old would grow to be a man of God. It was just another trailer door, but it was so much more. That one knock set the course. Just one knock on a Saturday. Looking back on it all, just one knock, one man, one bus, one friend. Oh, it made the difference. Just one knock on Saturday changed everything. There's no way the world will ever know. Saturday changed everything. He brought them to the house of God, and it might have took some time. Oh, but that's all right. Looking back on it all, just one knock, one man, one bus.
Jason, I know your dad wasn't perfect, but I want you to look around tonight and understand that about half these people are in this room tonight because of him and what he started. And even though he's gone and he's in heaven, what he started is still working and still living and thriving. And he left behind some people who were as passionate about it as he was. Yeah. Amen. I love you, boy. Ain't God good? Levi done all right on that song, didn't he? What do you think, Michelle? Here's my thoughts. Here's what I want to do. You know, country music and pop music, you come out with a new song, you got to have a video. Is that right? We're going to have a video. I told my wife today, I want pictures, old bus pictures, all you can get your hands on. I want future, I mean not future, but present pictures. It'd be kind of hard to get future pictures, wouldn't it? And we're going to do a video of this song. If it's okay with its author, we're going to do a video with this song. Amen. I think it'd be a blessing. I think it'd be a big blessing. Listen, I believe God's going to use this church. Y'all went to, Brother Terry gave the testimony about going to Kentucky and getting on fire. Maybe this is a place where people could come and get on fire. Maybe we have something to offer down the road. To encourage some other. I'd like to give more buses away. We hadn't done that in a while. By the way, Miss Vanessa, put our name in the hat. We're ready for another one. Yeah. Down at the Board of Education. So we need another dollar bus. Amen. We take all them dollar buses we can get. Hallelujah.
I want to ask an honest question. We're going to go home in just a minute. There's some still praying. I want to know from my bus workers, were you encouraged tonight? Were you encouraged? Was it a blessing? Boy, I sure was. I got a blessing out of it tonight. It's been a good day. It's been a mighty, mighty good day. Amen. God's been so good. Did you know there's never been a Sunday other than snow and ice that we've had to not run our buses? Other than those days that we took off. I mean, there's never been a day that we weren't able in 20 years. Never been a day that somebody said the buses can't run. We don't have the money, or it's all, they've always been there. Amen. I want our ushers to come, Brother Tom. Now listen, what, Mother? Come on, ushers. Yes, ma'am. It don't?
No, you don't know I said it.
I don't give a rip. I get tired of hearing that stuff. Pray for me, but don't put it on the prayer line. We'll just let him be mad. He'll be all right. He won't be mad. Amen. Listen, man, something wrong with you? We want it on the prayer line so we can pray for you. Amen. Don't be silly. Man, is something wrong? Let us know. We want to help you pray. Amen. Now listen, I told you tonight, this is going to Brother Caleb and Sister Jasmine. They're out of our church. They've started that church by faith. By faith. And Caleb's lost his job. They have no family, no way to get any help where they are. We're all they got. So I want us to take up a good offering for them tonight. Maybe sacrifice your Pepsi money. If you drink Pepsi, you need to get saved. Sacrifice your Coca-Cola money. And some of you sacrifice some of that cigarette money. Amen? Let's put some groceries on the young preacher's table, okay? Let a bill slide till next week. Let's be a blessing to them, all right? Brother Tommy, y'all go ahead. Take up the offering.
Pick her a little bit, Levi.